Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Well, it's Monday, post NFL weekend. That's going to come up here in the opening of the show. And what does winning or losing a football game have to do with what fans eat? I'll explain in a minute. And it is Monday, the start of a new week on Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Sally Bird will be with me today. She's always interesting. Always has something to say. Always learn something from her. And she's good to have on the show. Like to have guests such as she. She has a lot of experience. She knows what's going on. You know, she has 3 decades or more experience in the natural products industry and just natural health, that whole paradigm. So she's not a flake. You know, everybody thinks, oh, the natural paradigm, wholesome and solid. Believe you me, there are many people wearing tinfoil caps in that world as any other world. And you got to keep your eyes and your ears open. Say, who's saying what and what's the evidence? Just pay attention. But she's very reliable and I have a lot of confidence in her point of view. She just has interesting ways of looking at things, and you'll see if you're not familiar with Sally Bird and her appearance on Let's Talk Nutrition over these past 8 years, then you'll see what I'm talking about. And, of course, you can catch this show live Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Most of you know that, but there's always new listeners, thanks to those who keep listening and telling other people. And you can listen to the show online at letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live. Use the iHeartRadio app, download it onto your smartphone, tablet, or computer, and you can listen to clear channel stations across the United States. Among them is AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ, and this show. A lot of people use that app. Very nice. I'm on Facebook, / Let's Talk Nutrition, and / Dr. Michael Garko. Both ways, and on Twitter, at Dr. Garko. So, we're in business. Now, let's see. We lost the game yesterday, right, Stephen? The Bucks lost?
You could call it that. I could use a few other choice words.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if this trend's, what, 0-2 now?
Yes, 0-2.
What is it? The statistic is teams that go 0-2 have a 12% chance of what, getting into the playoffs or winning the Super Bowl or something like that?
I don't think there's ever been a team that's gone 0-2 and won the Super Bowl. They may have gotten there, but I mean, yeah.
It's a 12% chance of getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, you just got to hope everybody else turns really crummy too.
Yeah.
That's my pessimism.
Well, it's okay. Well, as it turns out, there's a radio station in Pittsburgh, and a TV station, rather, KDKA and radio, KDKA FM in Pittsburgh. I listened to that, of course, being from Pittsburgh, I watched, listened and watched KDKA all through my childhood. There's a co-host sports talk guy, and I don't know how, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correct. His first name is Vinny Rikichi. It might be, but nevertheless, he was featured in a New York Times article today. And the writer of the article is Jan Hoffman. I'm going to give attribution to the writer of the New York Times. That's where this story comes from. And, of course, Vinny, Mr. Rikichi, if I'm saying his last name correctly, is a, as I am I, a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'm also a Bucks fan, but, I love the Steelers as well. So, it turns out in this story, Steelers have won their first home game 6 years in a row. Well, not this time. They were playing the Tennessee Titans last Sunday, and they lost their first home game. So this radio talk show host, co-host, sports talk show host on KDKA FM in Pittsburgh said, first, a couple of hot pockets. By the second quarter, I threw in a box of White Castle hamburgers. As the game progressed, he said, I just went through the refrigerator. The more fear, the more emotion, I'm chomping down. But I'm not going near the salad or the yogurt. If it doesn't have 700 calories, I'm going right past it, end quote. So that little story about that sports talk co-host's experience reflects a recent study that took a look at whether a football team's outcome was connected to what fans ate on the day after a game. And I'm reporting on this story. I found it interesting because there are tens of thousands of people that watch football, whether it's college or pro or whatever. Now, the researchers found, and this is interesting, that football fans whose team experienced a defeat, they consumed as much as 28% more saturated fat than when their teams won, and decreased by 16% their consumption of saturated fats when their teams won. So when the teams lost, these fans ate 28% more fat. When their teams won, they ate 16% less saturated fat. They point that in the New York Times article, they pointed out that this particular correlation was particularly evident in eight cities that have devoted fans, Pittsburgh being one of them. In the article, Jan Hoffman said that nail-biting defeats led to greater consumption of calorie and fats and fat-saturated foods than lopsided ones. So I guess, more intense. People get all amped up. Stress, start eating during the game like Vinny Rikichi did when the Steelers lost their home opener last week. And they just, I guess, lopsided victories people realize at some point they just probably walk away. Pierre Chandon, a co-author of the study, said, if you're a fan, you say, we lost, I lost. When people feel their identity is threatened, he said, they compensate by eating indulgent food. He said that it's more difficult to resist temptation. No one ate broccoli after a defeat, end quote. Exactly. Exactly. Going to the Pittsburgh, they got White Castle hamburgers. Don't they have them here in Tampa? You would know this.
I don't think we've got White Castle. They might be in Florida somewhere, but not this far south. But they sell them at the grocery stores if you want them. Big boxes.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, there you go. I suspect there's going to be some overweight Bucks fans here in Tampa Bay if this trend continues. What are some of the experts predicting how many games they're going to win?
I think they've stopped paying attention to us. That's how dismal it is.
How bad it is? As few as three games?
No, I think we've been projected to maybe go 8-8, six and seven, like something like that. Yeah. No,
I don't think so. There's going to be a lot of weight gain going on here in Tampa Bay, it looks like. I don't know. I'm just saying. Saturated fat consumption increase with football team losing. Oh, boy.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No bloating, no gas, no flatulence, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain, Lactobacillus plantarum 299V, that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains 10 billion L. plantarum 299V organisms per vegetarian capsule, proven to help your intestinal flora help you all day and every day. Hush. Ideal Bowel Support 299V does not require refrigeration and is a pure vegan formula. With the introduction of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, Jarrow Formulas continues to put the pro in probiotics. To sign up for a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil and Pet Omega 3 is exactly what our dogs and cats need to live a healthier life. Since my dog Chloe is my best friend, I want to watch her grow up with me. My mom told me Nordic Naturals not only makes products just for me, like children's DHA and Omega 369 Junior, they also make the same fresh and pure omega-3s for my cat and dog, too.
Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil is derived from 100% wild Arctic cod, and the fish come exclusively from the Arctic Ocean, and also contains high levels of DHA and EPA per serving, omega-3 fatty acid, and all-natural vitamins A and D. To find out more about Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil and Pet Omega-3, call Nordic Naturals today at 800-787-7208 or online at www.nordicnaturals.com.
Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Solgar, providing science-based supplements since 1947. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Now introducing Zinnia for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Your football team loses and you get fat. Can't make that up, right? Can't make that up. Crazy. It's an interesting study that I just reported on. You know, there have been other studies that have taken a look at when teams lose, how fans engage in alcohol-related crimes. You know, there's spikes in alcohol-related crimes, domestic violence, and heart attacks that have been linked to defeats, sports defeats. Interesting, huh? This is the first, I think, probably the first study of its kind to look at specifically saturated fat consumption after a football team loses a game in terms of the fans, not the players. I don't know. Hell, I don't know what the players are doing. But if this trend in Tampa Bay continues, we're going to have a lot of fat fans going to the stadium, Stephen. He looks at me. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I thought you'd like to know. It's interesting. Food is, I keep telling you, food is not just food. Food is so hooked up into our psyche and our emotions and our identity and our way of our day-to-day life. Man, I would be remiss if I didn't thank the people at the Vitamin Discount Center store in Carrollwood for coming out and supporting the VDC Health and Wellness Fair this past Friday. Angela, Yvette, and everybody who worked at the store also. And very appreciative. We had a great turnout, even though there was a thunderstorm. Could you hear the lightning or the thunder, Stephen, when we were on the air? Could you hear
towards
it?
the end of the broadcast, I thought I heard a couple of big rumbles.
Bangs.
Yeah, and where you go, oh.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Were you guys inside or outside?
Stephen. What do you think, man?
Well, I don't know, because I thought that you guys were outside and maybe had moved inside at
no,
one point.
No, too hot. Too hot to be
good
outside.
Point. And too hot and lightning.
Too hot and lightning. You know, I love the show, but I'm not gonna get struck by lightning. Bad enough. Things are as it is. But a lot of folks turned out. They had a great turnout, and even some folks came by and still expressed their sympathies and condolences to me regarding my mom. Some of them couldn't stay. I know that, for example, Norma Jean and her daughter came by. They listen to this show every day. They dropped me off a card. It was very nice. It's, you know, people are great. You just really so grateful, and I'm appreciative. I don't take it. Believe me, I have a lot of faults. Taking people and things for granted is not one of them. Trust me. Grew up the way I did, you know, trying to. Many of you grew up the same way. You just learned to. Parents taught you to appreciate and not only what you have, but the people in your life. So I'm my heartfelt thanks to everybody that came by this past Friday. We had a wonderful time, great turnout, a lot of energy, good show. It's all good. Stay tuned. Going to do it again next month. Do it every month, once a month. Going to be in New Tampa next month. So Sally Bird, I mentioned Dr. Bird. She's up. She lives up there in St. Augustine. I don't know if there are any other saints up there. She leads a nutritionally saintly life, that I know. And she's been in this business a long, long time. And she's always got something to say. She always has an opinion. And so we always look forward to her appearance on the show. Sally, you're usually in studio. You didn't make it in today because I know your schedule was too tight. You couldn't drive down from St. Augustine to get onto the show. You got only 2 days up there before you're back out on the road. Welcome
That's
to the show.
Right.
Thanks for coming in, though, on the air of telephonically. So, what did you think about that story I reported on?
I think I was chuckling to myself when people watch a football game and their emotions are rampant. I was thinking of some snacks people like to eat. So, for instance, a lot of people go through corn chips, nachos, they might put some black beans, avocado dip, and cheese, and those foods will actually, the avocado will increase the dopamine receptors, creating a natural high for the brain. Then you've got corn chips, which help to stabilize the brain so nobody's going to throw furniture around the room or, you know, beat against the wall or something. And then you've got black beans, which increase acetylcholine to help with, you know, focus so they can focus on whatever's going on. So I was just chuckling because I always relate the foods people eat to what it's doing inside their body.
Well, I guess you wouldn't be much of a Sunday football host inviting people over to your house and say, And don't forget now today during the game I'm going to be steaming cruciferous vegetables for everybody. They're gone out the door.
You could put them in a blender and mix them with a refried black bean dip.
See?
And they wouldn't even know they're in there.
We could trick them.
Well, you trick them. That's what we got to do.
I'll make you healthy whether you want to be or not.
Right.
Yeah. Like the guy in the story said, these people weren't eating broccoli after the loss. Their team lost. Exactly. That's interesting. What is it about how we're wired that we reach for those foods? You know, are they emotionally satisfying? The fat, you know, the foods high in saturated fat. What do you think?
Yes. Also, during chronic stress, because many people exhibit a lot of physical and mental anguish during these games, your brain needs chemicals. Just look at a French fry or a potato chip. It activates dopamine receptors, so it's going to give them a high. And then salt is lost with adrenal stress. Most people are already adrenally challenged, so they are going to crave these salty snacks.
Well,
anyways,
doesn't beer or I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe Stephen will know. I know that people that drink, let's say they engage in a lot of drinking, the next day they have a ravenous appetite. Does alcohol stimulate appetite, or does it suppress appetite while in the throes of drinking it? I know, like the next day, they'll get up and they'll go to Waffle House or someplace and take up the whole counter.
Well, my opinion is two things. A lot of people don't sleep well when they drink too much, so their serotonin is down in the brain, which causes an automatic appetite increase.
Mm-hmm.
And
Let's ask the resident expert about alcohol consumption.
I'll get Jeff Van Heck on the line.
Call Jeff up. Call Jeff. I'll give you his phone number. Do you get hungry when you're drinking and watching a football game?
I don't necessarily know if it's alcohol related. I know that people like say not necessarily necessarily football, but go out and maybe have a good time and come back, and you've got the like evening munchies times 1,000. I don't know if that's correlating with you just not eating because you're primarily drinking, and so you're not like starving yourself, but you just keep putting off your meal as you're consuming your drinks, and then some people may not even eat that night, and which is why you wake up the next morning and you go to the Waffle House and pick up.
Well, as I was talking to you, I came across, I can do this pretty quickly. I found a study, short-term effects of alcohol and appetite in humans. What they found was it involved women, by the way. Alcohol increased rated appetite once food had been tasted, suggesting alcohol may increase food-related reward. Overall, they said these data suggest that the effects of alcoholic drinks represent a complex interaction between physiological effects of alcohol and expectations and associations generated by past experience of alcoholic drinks. Translation? Depending on your past experiences and what kind of associations you make with the alcohol, like during a football game, you might tend to eat more. I'll look and see what else. This is interesting. Watch a football game, your team loses, you tend to eat 28% more saturated fat. Your team wins, you tend to eat 16% less saturated fat. Oh, my. We'll be back. See, I told you, Sally's. Yeah, she knew. We'll be back.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to the second half of the first hour in Let's Talk Nutrition. Make it happen Monday. Make it happen. Make your health happen. Be mindful. Watching football games, your team loses, it affects what you eat. In fact, you might eat 28% more saturated fat. Team wins, you might eat 16% less. Then I posed the question to my guest, what about alcohol? There's a lot of alcohol consumed during football games as well. So not only do you have the emotional connection here, and so, Sally, I was looking, I went on PubMed real quick, and I'm finding studies showing a link with alcohol consumption and increased appetite. In this one study, and it went to a point that you just made about sleep and sleep deprivation when people drink alcohol. In this study, they said that, and I'm going to quote them, our results suggest that television watching, alcohol intake, and sleep deprivation are not merely correlated with obesity, but likely contribute to it by encourage excessive eating. This, you alluded to this a moment ago when you said that during a game, people eating certain foods. How did you lay that out?
Well, just by common foods people eat, they like fatty foods, crunchy foods, fingery type, you know, finger foods because they're easy to cook and eat.
How does it affect, you mentioned the mechanism of action, how it affects sleep.
Yes, like which food attracts what part of the brain. So you've got this satisfaction on many, many levels.
Mm-hmm. They went on to say that these behaviors are all known to affect cognitive function and involve reward saliency. This is interesting stuff. They didn't talk about alcohol in this study, but it could be that people were gravitating to eating more food, maybe saturated fat, because it could be worse if they were consuming alcohol, too. So I don't know.
Well, with alcohol, you're going to have an insulin increase also, which for many people will also drive food cravings up.
Mm-hmm. Who thought that watching a football game could lead to weight gain? Hmm. Well, team's loss is your gain. Wrong kind of gain, though. Okay, I have more bad news. This new study comes out of, it's published in the International Journal of Obesity, comes out of Australia, University of Adelaide. What they found out is it turns out in your stomach, Sally, there are nerves that will signal the brain. The stomach is able to detect and tells the brain how full we are, to, yeah, you know, to what extent our appetite has been satisfied. What they found was, this is a bit surprising, people who are obese, those nerves become damaged. That's the bad news. The worst news, they do not return to normal once the people lose weight. Again, this is according to some research coming out of the University of Adelaide. Here's what the lead study leader, Associate Professor Amanda Page, said. The stomach's nerve response does not return to normal upon a return to a normal diet. This means you would need to eat more food before you felt the same degree of fullness as a healthy individual, end quote. She went on to say, a hormone in the body known leptin, known to regulate food intake, can also change the sensitivity of the nerves in the stomach that signal fullness. In normal conditions, leptin acts to stop food intake. However, in the stomach of a high-fat diet-induced obesity, leptin further desensitizes the nerves that detect fullness. These two mechanisms combined mean that obese people need to eat more to feel full, which in turn continues their cycle of obesity, end quote. Holy cow. What an interesting connection. That could be part of the explanation as to why after people lose weight, they even have a harder time keeping it off. Because the nerve, especially if you were obese, those nerve endings that signal the brain for satiety or fullness are, for lack of a better way, desensitized and don't return to normal. What are your thoughts? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Yes. The book, remember the book about 20, it's an older book called The Second Brain?
I could use one. I could use one of those.
Okay, it talks about people's gut is really their second brain. Many people take, you know, serotonin uptake, you know, drugs for antidepressants. And what these medications do is they actually get the hormones uptake from the gut. So as the body does have leptin imbalances, people are automatically going to have a huge increase. And also, people who don't sleep have erratic leptin production. So people who don't sleep, especially if they're eating bad foods, they don't agree with their proper digestion, they're increasing their alcohol intake, are not going to sleep well anyways. And if they eat late at night, some of these games go on for hours, and then they go to bed, it's just not a healthy lifestyle, and they're going to have problems.
Dr. Page said, the lead author in the study, unfortunately, our results show that the nerves in the stomach remain desensitized to fullness after weight loss has been achieved, end quote.
Yeah.
This is an obese people. So the something about being obese damages or desensitizes those nerves that tell the brain you're full. And they don't come back into balance or otherwise get sensitized again after you lose the weight. I mean, this is the first study I've read like this. Coming up with this kind of explanation, this would help explain in part, at least in part, why people after they lose weight tend to gain it back and then some. The mechanism to tell them that they're full has turned off.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I do believe, though, through proper diet, nutrition, and lifestyle changes, they can get back to normal.
They're saying in this study, no.
Yeah.
They're saying the nerves. I wonder, boy, that this merits further investigation. It merits further discussion. The things that we're learning, you know, the obesity epidemic has illuminated us in many ways. Unfortunately, it's a bad thing. But on the other hand, we're certainly learning a lot about how people metabolize food, how the connection between, you know, the brain and the rest of the body, how the brain gets implicated in helping people either moderate their eating behavior or not. This is all very interesting. I mean, my goodness, we learn something every day. That's why I love doing this show. Love it. By the way, where Dr. Page works in Australia at the University of Adelaide, she works in a... She works in a center called the Nerve Gut Research Laboratory. Talk about specialized. Holy cow.
Yeah, I found the author of the book in case any of our listeners want to look it up. It's called The Second Brain. It's by a medical doctor, Michael Gershon, and from Columbia University.
That was 20 years ago, wasn't it?
It's an older book, but he described a lot of this back then about the brain and the gut connection connected with weight.
Yeah, back then they were probably theorizing it more than they were actually confirming their hypotheses or their theory.
Yeah, it came out in 1998.
We're learning more and more.
Yes.
Very complicated. We come back. Are you a carnivore? An herbivore? An omnivore? Or no more? N-O more or K-N-O-W more? We'll find out. I don't know what Sally is these days. We'll have to ask her.
You're a person that knows what she wants. A healthy lifestyle for you and your family is a top priority. You want to know about the latest nutritional research and products. There is no substitution for brand name quality and trust. You're also one of the growing number of people who are aware of the many health benefits of essential fatty acids. Country Life, a pioneer and leader in the field of nutritional supplements, has formulated a series of EFA products just for you, like the new Omega Mom prenatal and postpartum formulas. Country Life Prenatal Omega Mom is formulated with special ingredients, including DHA from fish oil, to support healthy fetal development and bone, cardiovascular, and immune system function for the mother. Country Life Postpartum Omega Mom has special ingredients to support breast milk production and the mother and child immune function. Two recent studies from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition and the Journal of Pediatrics show that fatty acids such as DHA significantly aid infant development. Family owned and with 35 years of experience, Country Life is a brand that you can trust for the highest quality products.
Still looking for your fountain of youth? It's Zinnia. Look no further than the beauty aisle of your favorite health and nutrition store. Zinnia is the newest product from Form Essentials, the brand that brought you Solace. So you know it's filled with the highest quality ingredients. Many cosmetic products only treat topically, while Zinnia addresses aging and hair loss from within. Formulated to support the growth of radiant hair, skin, and nails, Zinnia is sure to help you turn back the hands of time and assist you in aging gracefully. Zinnia provides a spectrum of key vitamins and other evidence-based natural ingredients such as alpha lipoic acid, biotin, and collagen and elastin peptides, all combined in one capsule for your convenience. By promoting beauty from the inside out, you're strengthening your cells and creating a lasting enhancement to your natural beauty. Zinnia fits into your daily routine and can be taken to boost your current cosmetic products. Available now at leading health and nutrition stores, ask for Zinnia by name. Start taking Zinnia hair, skin, and nails today and get ready to look amazing. For more information, visit their website at formessentials.com.
If you're constantly feeling run down, bloated, unable to concentrate, or just a little under the weather, you're probably not getting the probiotics you need every day. Probiotics are the friendly microorganisms that reside in your digestive tract. They're essential for sound digestion and a healthy immune system. And if you're not getting enough, you will never feel as healthy as you should. Fortunately, there's a solution. Berrydophilus is the great-tasting probiotic formula from Now Foods that was designed to make it easy to get the probiotics you need. Each Berrydophilus chewable contains 750 million live organisms from four of the most effective strains available, suitable for both adults and children. Berrydophilus takes the guesswork out of supporting your healthy digestive and immune system. Be sure to ask for Berrydophilus from Now Foods wherever fine health products are sold. For more information, visit nowfoods.com and click on the Berrydophilus link. That's nowfoods.com. Now Foods, empowering people to lead healthier lives.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Rainbow Light Certified Organics for a stronger state of health, Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation, Now Foods, our products work, Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition, Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition, Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Make It Happen Monday. You have to make it happen. Don't wait for somebody else to make it happen if you want to stay healthy. Live a long life with quality of life. My guest today is Sally Burt. She's with me for the entire 2 hours. She's up in St. Augustine today. Usually she's in studio. And I always miss her when she's not in studio. First of all, I like the guest in studio face to face. Second of all, she always brings me something. She always has something from, the company that she represents here. You know, Greens Plus, she always brings me something. But today, all I got is just Sally on the phone with you, and no bars, no chia seeds.
I'll bring you a goodie box.
No Greens Plus, wonderful Greens Plus, Greens mix, powder, nothing. All I hear is your voice. That's it. And your great ideas, of course. Sally's... how long you been in this business?
35 years.
Oh, my God.
Professionally.
You started when you were 10.
No.
Didn't you? Say yes.
Well, yes. Unprofessionally, yes.
Wow. 35 years. What? You heard my teaser going in that last set of messages. I asked the listener, are you a carnivore? I know what my producer is. An omnivore or, whatever. Like I said, no more. Carnivore, herbivore, omnivore. You meat eater, a plant eater, or both? What are you, Stephen?
Both.
He's an omnivore.
So but
you,
am I.
But you lean more towards meat, don't you?
I would not a ton, but yeah. I mean, I still eat a lot of vegetables and some fruits, but yeah.
When dinner's prepared, mm-hmm. what's the featured focused food on the table?
Generally, it'll be the the meat or the pasta or, you know, it depends
and,
on what the meal is.
The vegetables are sort of like dressing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and no matter what the meal, I see what you're saying. It's not like I'm ordering a plate of broccoli with a side of meat.
Right. So, in other words, they're sort of like the drapes in a room, but the main, they're just sort of decorating things, right?
Yep.
What did we say on the phone this morning when we were talking, Sally?
That's what most people do.
I knew Stephen.
The main entree.
Right. And that's vegetables. Stephen is reflective of the general population. That's what he was taught. That's what you were taught. That's what I was taught. I think we have it backwards.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, we have to make meat the accent food and make the vegetables, the herbs, and the spices the preliminary foundation
good
of
luck,
our diet.
Good luck with that project. you're going to be like one of those, you know, saints that had to walk the earth trying to convert people to whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. That's sort of like what it's – that's how challenging it is to get people to reframe that. He heard what he said. I mean, and he had no clue that we were going to talk about this, but that was his most instinctive, honest response. It's the meat. That's the featured item. And the rest is, you know, the vegetables and whatnot are just sort of like the side dishes. I mean, can you imagine doing it the other way? People are going to, they're going to think you invite them to your home for dinner and think you were rude. No?
Depends on what you're making.
You alluded to something here that's underrated. You said something about spices and what?
Herbs and spices should go on everything we eat. But we have a very boring, blah lifestyle unless you eat at ethnic restaurants.
Or are trained to cook with
herbs and spices.
Herbs and spices should go on every food. That's a quote.
Yes. 5 to 7 tablespoons a day for optimal health. According to Dr. Eric Braverman in New York at the Path Medical Center.
5 to 7 tablespoons of different herbs and spices every day?
Yes.
There are people that don't get that in 1 year. What are you talking about?
That's why they're sick.
I laugh. There's nothing funny about that. That's why they're sick.
For instance, last night I had just flown in from New York. I didn't feel like cooking, so I stopped and got an organic roasted chicken. It was roasted with fresh thyme, which is a great herb, and lots of lemon. When I got home, I used red onion on top and at least 2 tablespoons of cilantro, a little cinnamon, cayenne pepper, and raw salt on top of the vegetables and the nuts I added into the meal.
The nuts you had over for the meal, you said?
Yeah, I used sliced almonds.
I thought you were referring to people.
No. But it's just there's easy ways to get the nutrition into the meal.
Five to seven tablespoons? Now you have Stephen.
Wait, Sally.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Stephen, have you heard any guest on my show ever say that in 8 years? Five to seven tablespoons of herbs and spices?
No,
me either.
Mm-mm.
This isn't, you got my attention, now persuade me.
Okay, for instance, today I had an organic pear for a snack with raw almond butter, but instead of leaving it at that, I added cinnamon on top of it to bump it up, to help the brain, the sugar balance. It was now almost an antibiotic because that's what cinnamon's antiviral. It's high in calcium and magnesium, and it's helping my mind stay calm while I'm working.
Let me tell you a quick story about cinnamon.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's a snack that if people are having any type of nut butters, whether it's peanut butter, almond butter, any other type of nut butter, adding spices like nutmeg, cinnamon, even cloves, it kicks it up a notch. So you've got an additional immune, brain, and actually an alkaline food support.
So from the world of plants, herbs and spices come from the world of plants.
Yes, they do.
All right. When we come back, I'll tell you a story about cinnamon and to your point. But 5 to 7 tablespoons of – where did you learn that?
From Dr. Eric Braverman, who runs the Path Medical Center. His focus is helping people's brain regenerate and helping us live long and healthy lives.
Dr. Braverman, do you know
yes.
a name? Well, during the break, I'm sure he's written a book.
He's written many books.
Okay. If there's one that you think the listener or two that the listener would really benefit from with respect to health and nutrition and maybe even herbs. He talks about 5 to 7 tablespoons of herbs and spices, eh?
Yes, yes, yes.
Unbelievable. When we come back, we'll explore that more. And the argument here is, in my opinion, based on a lot of research that I've done and experimentation with my own body, the more you move toward a plant diet, I didn't say exclusive. You don't even have to. It doesn't have to be exclusive. If you consume more plants than you do meat, you have better odds of living longer with quality of life and having better health and delaying disease processes. Your health is your wealth. Your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. We'll cite the studies.
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy, and it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless? Mm,
you always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting, rainbow-like gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free rainbow-like gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light.